campaign, this Champions Club will be transformed into Chalet Chic, as you can see by the picture that's up. Next door from us right here, the VIP Club will become the Salt Flats. The current administrative offices on the second floor will become new locations for the Jazz 100 Club to be known as the Canyon. The Legends Club will be known as the Sky Club. And the brand new Sports Club. These clubs will each be distinguished by their thematic atmospheres and exclusive settings. On level one, the Lexus Club remains the marquee location for sophisticated dining access to courtside seats and the ground floor sights and sounds of the game with the players, coaches, and other Jazz entertainment. Now, here's the next game changer. Along the first floor corridor, there will be four, literally only four, new suites that will go out into primetime arena seats. Let me just go sideways for a second and mention that two of these four have actually already been sold. We'd like to thank Vivint Smart Home, our naming rights partner, who has committed to one of these suites, and also Kim Gardner of the Gardner Company, who will also be occupying the second one. So there's only two left to go. But from these suites, you will enter your floor suite from the back hallway and go out through your own private portal to your box seats in the stands. These floor suites have the comforts of home with a fireplace and a living room atmosphere. But just steps away is your doorway to the excitement of the arena. The premium hospitality experience has never been better at Vivint Smart Home Arena. Murray, you've seen the evolution of clubs and suites at venues through the years. What are the owners and their guests looking for, and how will you meet their expectations?
Well, let's talk about suites first. Definitely number one is more space. We seem to all want more space to mingle and meet people in the private suites. We want lounge furniture to sit and chat and enjoy it. We even want buffets and more kitchens. With the existing suites, on what we call level four, it was a challenge. And I think we came up with a very special solution, and that was we are removing the restrooms in the suites and making common VIP-only restrooms on that level around the whole 360 concourse. That's increasing the amount of social space in the suite by about 30%, quite a considerable amount. The second key issue is social. Millennials say they're teaching us how to be more social and more interactive with each other, but I don't believe it, because ever since I've been having parties at home with good friends, and I think most of you would agree, I've never understood why everybody ends up in the kitchen. But they do. And that's where people want to be, and that's where the action is, that's where the fun, everyone's standing, grabbing chips, colas, whatever. So we've moved the kitchen right to the edge of the arena bowl. Right, so that you are there with the action, standing, watching, and you can step down a few steps and sit in the seats. And that, I think, will transform it. Yes, we still have the living room in the back. If you want to close a business deal, you just want to have a private chat with a great friend, you can go back there and do that. And that will be what we have there. Finally, the wow. Jim really covered it on level one, the suites, but 16-foot high ceilings, fireplaces. When you go and walk in, you're 20, 30 foot away from the Jazz locker room. I mean, it's almost like an all-access pass to be in these. It is very special. I think it is unsurpassed, unequaled in the country, and will be a very special talked-about product. Clubs, I think the key thing here is that actually, architecture was a lot easier 25 years ago than it is today, because when we found a good design for a club in those days, we would do it throughout the whole project. That's what we would do. And the airports were the same way. Man, we've got one interior pallet, we're doing the whole thing like that, a million square foot. Well, that doesn't cut it anymore in hospitality. And what we have done here is create a variety, a theming variety, an architectural variety, the food and beverage variety. So yes, you may be in your club that Jim just went through one evening, and you're invited to another one a week later that is one of the others. It's a totally different experience. Not better, not worse, but a totally different neighborhood of people that are in that club, and that has been a key thing in the design of the building. Jim?
Thanks, Murray. The premium space is going to be a big part of this renovation, and we appreciate Murray and his team's expertise in that area. Our guests come to Vivint Smart Home Arena for the sports and entertainment, but now you will want to come early and enjoy what's cooking with a revamped approach. The cuisine options will meet everyone's taste. Cooking stations are being installed throughout the arena, which will allow us to have live kitchens in the clubs and concession stands for innovative catering options. On the main concourse, the four corners will showcase preparation of fresh food. There will be gourmet hamburgers in one, hand-tossed pizzas in another, healthy choices with salads in a third, and a Mexican fiesta and in the other with tacos and burritos, all freshly made on site. We'll still maintain a mix of our local favorites of Cupbop, Chick-fil-A, Swig, and others. With Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, visitors can enjoy our local restaurants while in the arena. Of course, it is Utah, and ice cream will be served in abundance with multiple vendors. From the six-floor social zones to the lounges on the fifth floor to the pubs on the main concourse, people will be able to gather, sit down, and enjoy a meal. It'll be a complete evening of entertainment at the arena. Murray, how does this design address the challenge of improving the dining experience from concession walk-ups to gourmet meals?
Well, first of all, I don't think anybody's going to deny it in this audience that food and beverage is a phenomenon over the last 10, 15 years that's incredible. I think Tim would agree that nobody does more surveying and testing and that than the NBA. And it's interesting, the NBA in last year's analysis came forward with that food and beverage is the number two importance of in-game experience in NBA games. And that's from about a number 10 position 5 years ago. It's changing and changing incredibly quickly. We have a lot of concessions and a lot of kitchens that none of you would ever see. We are touching everyone. We're refreshing them, we're redesigning them, we're adding a lot of new equipment just to really with one major objective in hand, and that is to deliver hotter food, fresher food, and deliver it faster to the customers. And that's the type of investment that's going on behind the scenes. The other big thing, and boy, we see it all the time, is give me some wow, give me some more wow experience. And I think you can see by this, in this incredible space I talked about before, and this is an initial rendering, but gives you the feeling of just an incredible wow. And behind this whole thing is really a sit-down restaurant, if you wanted to call it that, that does not exist today. And this is equaled as well up for the upper bowl on level 6, a very special area. Jim?
Thank you, Murray. You've seen all the public areas. Next is a bonus for you with a sneak peek at the inner sanctum of the Utah Jazz, the new locker room. On and off the court, we are poised to compete across the board in the NBA by offering the best facilities and services for our players. The Jazz are an extended family, and as we want to treat our players and fans as such. This is our home away from home. Now let's go outside. There are currently 10,000 parking spots within a two-block radius of Vivint Smart Home Arena. Downtown also has an additional 20,000 spots, plus a free tracks ride in the downtown corridor and green bike stations. When you arrive, you will be welcomed and enter into a large indoor atrium. We are building an extended entryway that will bring you inside at the street level for the ticket and box office services. This will be the new place to meet and greet as you gather for an unforgettable night at the arena. The plaza will feature a video board for outside watching parties, a new marquee with full circle video capabilities, and a mini stage where performers will welcome you to the plaza. With nearly 12,000 square feet of space, this large indoor lobby will have entertainment, special displays, and access to the 3,000 square foot retail Jazz team store. Murray, how will these changes affect the way spectators enter the arena?
I think everyone, again, I think I mentioned before, would agree that the main entrance we know statistically is on the northeast. And first, what we've done there is, as you step on the curb, as you step on the property, you're going to know you're going to some special event. There's going to be an energized public plaza with entertainment, with the video boards, possibly hoops set up for kids to try out, band platforms. It will change, be a constant change, but very, very special, that really gives you the intro of the excitement for the evening. Then, as Jim talked about the plaza, and I talked before about, the entry atrium, does this ever solve the security issues and doing it in a pleasant way for guests and customers, and the ticketing issues, plus providing an additional platform for entertainment and the whole entrance experience and the activation of that? It's exciting. It's a double height retail store that I think people will be blown away with, of how special it is. And I think that the key thing we see in the whole entrance thing from the time you're dropped off is it's an energy, and there's an energization of that whole area that will be extremely special. Jim?
Thank you very much. With today's announcement, we are formally embarking on a year-long $125 million renovation that will elevate the guest experience. You've already enjoyed the new video display system over the past few seasons. Now we're making even more improvements. From environmental and technological innovations to great gathering spaces like clubs, suites, social zones, it's going to feel brand new. This will truly be arena rising. We are raising the bar for all aspects of the building, in design, in service, in atmosphere, in access, and in style. In the end, we believe this arena renovation project will be a worthy successor to the original arena built by Larry H. Miller 25 years ago. The arena will go dark next summer following this current jazz season to accommodate the renovation. We will open the new world-class Vivint Smart Home Arena in October 2017. You will be able to watch the construction process inside and outside through the VivintArena.com website. There will be videos, time-lapse, photos, and descriptions of the arena rising. We will provide periodic updates, and you will be able to witness the transformation online that will position the arena in downtown Salt Lake City for another 25 years. Finally, Murray, as you have participated in other projects around the world, what distinguishes these future plans for Vivint Smart Home Arena?
Well, it's distinguished by, Jim, essentially where we started 25 minutes ago. It's distinguished by the existing building and how special and unique it is in the country, and that it works very well. What we're really doing is an overlay of 21st century issues: security, circulation, energy, hospitality, food and beverage, technology, of course, without question. We're really updating the building to what people have learned to expect as they're going out to a very, very special evening of live sport and live entertainment. Most importantly, from the outset, we stated with the Miller family and with Jazz Management that we weren't going to tear things down. We were going to minimize that. We were going to build upon it and make something and do it sensitively to not lose the original vision, just make it better and better. Thank you.
Well, as you can see, as Steve previously said, we have definitely put the A-team on this project. We are absolutely thrilled to be working with Icon Venue Group, SCI Architects, and Leighton Construction. It's a big year ahead, and I'll now turn the program back to Steve Starks for our final segment.
Thank you, Jim and Murray. In arena rising, as you can tell, Vivint Smart Home Arena has been built and will be renovated for the future with the amenities needed to attract the very best in sports and entertainment to Utah. Now it is my pleasure to welcome to the podium for some closing remarks the owner and chairman of the board of the Larry H. Miller Group of Companies. Before I do, I just want to go off script for a second. And I can't help but think and have felt today that Larry somehow and in some way has been watching and participating with us and is proud of his family. And for those of us that have participated in this project and what this will mean for the company that he gave his life in building. And so with that, I'll turn the time over to Gail.
Thank you. That's been a wonderful presentation. So much work and effort went into it, and thank you for being here to share it with us. About 28 years ago, Larry stood in front of the city council to plead for permission to get this land and build an arena on it. And his words were, "We have an opportunity to do something very special that will last for 25 to 30 years." I can't believe that time is over, that this building is ready for a renovation. We have an opportunity to do something very special that will last another 25 to 30 years. Only this time it's even more fun because we can see what we have to work with, and we know that we can create something even better than it was the first time. When this arena was originally being designed, the architect used the words lantern and light to describe it. He said the windows would emanate a light from within that called to the people who were passing by and and would invite them to be a part of what's going on inside. He said, "I want people to see that light and say, I want to go in there and see what's going on." I believe that we've been that lantern. The events that have happened in this building have created many wonderful memories for our city, our family, and people beyond our community. From the first concert, which was Oingo Boingo, to the playoffs in 1997 and 1998, to the circus that's here today, and everything in between that has filled our lives with excitement and enjoyment, we have tried to be a light. This building has actually been my home away from home since 1991. And our employees have been the hosts and hostesses that have invited our guests and welcomed them into our living room and to make them feel welcome and comfortable, and they've done a great job. I want to thank them for representing our family so well over these years. As the original building was dedicated in 1991, and has neared the end of its projected lifespan, we as a family have recommitted ourselves to the vision. The Miller family has always been committed to doing things the right way. The reason for updating and remodeling this arena to a state of newness and current design and efficiency is to continue to enrich lives, to enhance the experience for all guests and performers, and to incorporate innovative environmental and energy improvements, and to help revitalize this area of downtown Salt Lake City. And I might add, to provide our team with the tools necessary to bring home a championship. We've worked together with our community leaders, and we've determined that we can have a win-win approach to this project. We want to accomplish the arena's renovation objectives and to make sure this project contributes to meaningful public programs and services. During the arena's original construction, our entire family was involved. We put our time, our energy, and our emotions into the project. We visited the project almost daily. Larry could recite how many yards of concrete and how much rebar, how many risers, and everything else about the building to anyone who would listen. We personally picked species of trees that are on the plaza. We also visited the workers who spend day and night creating this building, even during the cold winter weather. We had weekly barbecues for them to show our appreciation. We greeted and shook the hands of every guest during the grand opening. Over the years, we've entertained dignitaries, associates, and childhood friends at jazz games, concerts, Disney on Ice, the Olympics, hockey games, and many other events. We've always been proud to be here because our employees have taken pride in what they do. When we were building the arena, Zane, our grandson, was about a year old, and every time we would come close to the construction site, he would shake his fist and say, "There it is! There it is!" and be so excited to ride around on a golf cart, to be able to look at the construction and the progress that was being made. Greg was able to do all the signage in the building, which he did a great job of, and our other family members were as involved as they could be. It's been and still is a very meaningful part of our lives. It serves as an extension of our homes and our activities for many nights a year. Larry and I invited the world into our living room, and we invite all of you to continue to enjoy it with us as we create new spaces and refresh the finishes. Because of our history and our deep love for this community, my family and I take our responsibility as stewards over this arena and the Utah Jazz and the Larry H. Miller Group of Companies very seriously. It's because we feel so strongly about this important legacy that we're making a major investment, which is double the original cost, and taking other important steps to ensure that this arena serves as a signature venue in downtown Salt Lake City, bringing the community and its people together for many more years. Thank you for being here.
This building has been referred to as the house that Larry built. Now it will be the house that Gail rebuilt. Thank you to Gail, the Miller family, and to all of you for being here today. As Jim mentioned, the majority of the work will begin after this upcoming jazz season, which we hope doesn't end until June, after the Jazz win an NBA championship that Gail just referenced as our ultimate goal. However, there will be projects that will be able to start early. And so we ask for the patience of Jazz fans and other guests as you please pardon our dust as you come to the arena during the season. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank Frank Zhang, Don Sterling, and the Renovation Announcement Committee for their great work in producing today's event. This concludes our formal arena renovation presentation. For members of the media, our participants will be available for additional interviews here on the stage. For everybody else, please stay, visit with friends, and enjoy refreshments located around the room. Thank you.